Yes, welcome to the Biz Communication Show. I'm your host, Bill Lampton, the Biz Communication Guy, bringing you tips and strategies that will boost your business and give you winning words and ways. Thanks for being with us on the video portion and the podcast portion. Our guest today is Robert Mallon, a nationally recognized speaker, author, and leadership consultant based in Gainesville, Georgia, which is my home operation base too. With over 30 years of business experience, Robert Mallon has won numerous awards for his management, leadership, and sales abilities. Robert has always had great passion for opening people and companies to their full potential. He has 20 years of coaching experience, and he excels at helping managers, entrepreneurs, and CEOs learn the tools they need to lead their business and, equally as important, to enjoy both their business and their free time. At the age of 18, Robert had the opportunity to work alongside a master carpenter. During that time, they had the same tools, but the master carpenter's 30 years of experience on Robert showed spectacularly. The carpenter would gracefully whip through his tools one after the other for a project and then slip them back into his belt as quickly as he pulled them out. Robert soon realized that the magic wasn't in the tools. It was how this man used the tools as an extension of himself. In the end, this man handed Robert a fundamental lesson that has followed him throughout his entire career. Good tools aren't enough if you don't know how to fully embed them into your life. Mm-hmm. And they do next to nothing if you don't know what you want to build and how to build it properly. We welcome now Robert Mallon to the Biz Communication Show. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Bill. So excited to be on today.
Delighted to have you with us. And that's quite a story about that carpenter. Did you have anything to add to that? A life-changing lesson?
Many, many years ago, but as you alluded to in the introduction there, I started this business 20 years ago. So I coach and I speak and work with a lot of different types of people and a lot of different types of companies. But one thing I really did learn about that was I do not like to give like theory stuff when I'm working with my clients. I want to give them very, very specific tools that they can begin using like tomorrow, as soon as they get it. So, you know, just like you were talking about, that guy taught me, we had the exact same tools in our tool belt way back when. That was back in the 70s, but he knew how to use the tools and I did not know how to use the tools. And so I think part of my job is just to give people the right tools to grow their businesses, to actually have lives that they're very proud of, and to go through that. So I want it to be very applicable.
I'll tell you what that reminded me of. I started playing golf when I was 13 years old. I played for many, many years. I think I probably played golf longer than some people live. And during all that time, especially when I got to the place where I could afford it, I always had the best equipment. If something new and came out and my pro said this would be good for my game, I put forth those extra dollars and got it. But you know what, Robert? I don't think you ever saw my name on the PGA Tour list,
no.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
I had the tools, but that's not all it takes. It's a great lesson. And speaking of lessons, one of the great lessons we can learn from you is how your stellar career in business prepared you for what you are doing now. You've been coaching business people, business leaders, business entrepreneurs, managers, and supervisors for 20 years now. You didn't get to that point just by taking a correspondence course or a weekend seminar somewhere. Mm-hmm. So talk to us, please, about your years in the restaurant business, one of the toughest businesses in the world to survive in. Talk to us about that and tell us how, I know you had at one point working with Chili's restaurants, you had 80 to 100 employees. Tell us, please, two or three of the key communication skills that helped you be extra productive and also have a team bonded together. What were your communication strategies for that?
I'm going to go through that. And I actually had about 25 years. So I started with a company called Steak and Ale Restaurants way back in the day, back in the 70s.
I remember them quite well. Yes.
Yeah, great company. But actually, most of the big restaurant companies now are run by ex Steak and Ale people. And I know most of them that are still doing that. But a couple of things that I learned, you know, with Brinker, which is Chili's and Macaroni Grill and On the Board, have restaurants all over the Southeast. A couple of things I was very good at giving feedback, and I taught people underneath me to give their people feedback too. And there was a little tip that I used called LB/NT, LBNT. And if you could imagine, I don't have one in front of me, but like a three, actually I do. Let's pretend that you have like a 3x5 card like this. And you want your employees, and when you see them do something right, you put like an LB, like best, and you just write out like two or three words of what that means. You're like, hey, John, let me tell you what I really like best about what I saw you do today. So you're very, very specific about what it is. And then NT would be, hey, John, next time when you do that, NT, next time, you might want to consider doing it this way. So the way of saying that, like best and next time, people didn't get offended, because all you're really doing is just giving them feedback on their, you know, their performance and their behaviors and things like that. Another big key, Bill, was unexpressed expectations always lead to problems, always. Okay. That can be in marriage, that can be in business, that can be in anything, even with friends. And so I got really good early, and I developed a system of telling people exactly what the expectations were. And what I found was, before I did this, if my expectations were here, but I did not communicate them to them well, they might come out here or there or here. Okay. When I got super clear about exactly what the expectations were, they tended to get up to like there or even there and hit those expectations. And so I think one of the keys that you can do as a leader is learn the right ways to give the expectations to your people. And then most importantly, to hold them accountable to the expectations that you give.
I'm thinking of a couple of items there. One is that I applaud the fact that even when you're correcting somebody, you're doing it with a positive, affirmative, supportive approach. It's not a reprimand.
Absolutely.
And then the second thing that I found during my 20 years of management was, you're talking about expectations and letting everyone know the expectations and reminding them of those expectations. I found early in my career, I was in professional fundraising for 20 years. And I know the first couple of years, Robert, I was a little hesitant about sending people reminders of when their pledges were due. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, this could be uncomfortable. This might anger somebody. But no, I found out people had a lot of other priorities. They had a lot of other deadlines. And so they appreciated very much these reminders. Okay, our fiscal year ends June 30th. You've got a pledge. Here's what you've paid so far. Here's the remainder. I never in my entire fundraising career had anybody complain about that, because one of the mistakes we make in communication, and I know you don't make it, but one of the mistakes we make is we think we've said it once, they got it. That's not the case, right? Is it?
It's got to be reinforced through communication as much as you can. And, you know, when you see people doing things right, let them know. When you see people doing things not quite as right as they could be, let them know. And that's what people don't like to do, because I think the big problem is people, I like to say it's like a balance beam, like a gymnast is on. And if they fall this way, they want to be liked. If they fall this way, they want to be respected. But most, you know, by holding people account, most people tend to fall this way and they want to be liked, so they keep their mouth shut. Okay. I'll just say this to you. If you do that as a leader, they will not respect you and they'll talk behind your back because they know that they're getting away with things. But if you tend to lean towards this way with holding people accountable to the expectations, they're going to respect you. And by the way, if they also like you, that's the best of both worlds when you have the like and the respect as a leader.
These index card system that you came up with, was that your original idea, those initials and what it meant?
It was. That was probably, Bill, I'm thinking late 70s. So that was 40 years ago. And I don't know if anybody ever told me that or if I would. I'll have to give credit to somebody because I'm probably not smart enough to have done that. But I don't remember the first time I did it, actually.
One other point that brings to mind to me is I have a professional friend who quite a few years ago started working with companies trying to get them away from annual performance appraisals as the only time that you let an employee know how he or she was doing. And what this consultant friend of mine said was, if somebody comes in and you haven't told them in a year what's going on and you suddenly are throwing the book at them, it's such a shock and it's really unfair.
Totally. And I'm so glad you brought that up because let's go back to this little system. And obviously, you know, when we started getting more electronic stuff, I didn't do 3x5 cards, but let's pretend that once a month, you just watch one employee a little part of a day, you know, and just kind of listen to them and answer the phones or whatever it is that they're doing, you know, and then you write down a number of LBs and NTs on there and then talk with them about that. Maybe it's a, you know, 5-minute conversation. Okay. They get used to the fact that you're giving them feedback. But if you do that once a month, when performance appraisal time comes around, once a year, for most companies, it is once a year or twice a year, every 6 months or so. I'll be straight up with you, Bill. I don't remember what I was doing 3 weeks ago.
Right. You know,
there's no way I can tell what Susan was doing 9 months ago, 10 months ago. There's no way I can remember that. But if I have them written down, that performance appraisal becomes really, really easy because I can say, hey, do you remember back in last October when you did this? Great job on that. You know, and I just want to reiterate, awesome job. And you also, I noticed that when we had a conversation about this, you adjusted to that. And so thank you so much for doing so. That way you're having a great positive conversation with them, or they're not meeting the expectations and you know it because you have written documentation that they're not. And then you can go whichever way you need to go with that too.
Robert, we're going to be back in just a few seconds and I'm going to ask you about the virtual coaching that you do. Okay. Be back shortly.
Do you wish you felt confident about giving speeches? Do you want to deal with difficult people constructively? And what about becoming more persuasive in sales? Then keep listening now to Dr. Bill Lampton. He spent 20 years in management, so he knows the communication skills you need for success. I urge you to call the Biz Communication Guy today for a no-cost but very valuable 30-minute discussion about your communication challenges. Call now, 678-316-4300. Again, that's 678-316-4300.
Robert, you and I both spent a lot of years getting onto airplanes, catching shuttle buses, staying in hotels, and speaking to groups, directing maybe a keynote speech, one or two hour seminar, sometimes even an all day seminar. The last time I talked with you, when I was inviting you to be on the Biz Communication Show, you said that practically all of what you're doing now, and you were doing this even before COVID sort of forced the others to look into the possibilities, practically all of the coaching and teaching that you're doing is virtual. It's online. Tell us how well that works out for you.
Best thing in the world. I started this business actually January 2003. So it was 20 years ago, a couple of months ago now. And what I did, I traveled, seemed like all the time. I was gone 14, 15, 16 days a month. And, you know, with running and just like you said, you know, getting the rental cars and trying to find the place and going after that. And it was just very, very hard on the body. But back in 2011, I was actually flying home after 5 days of being on the road. It was a Friday night. We were supposed to arrive in Atlanta about 9:30, and there was real bad storms. I will never forget this night, but we circled Atlanta, then went back up to Chattanooga and landed a refuel and then came back down. And I got home about 3 o'clock in the morning, but I remember being in that seat going, I'm not going to do this anymore. In 6 months, that was actually in July 2011. And I said, as of 2012, I'm stopping. I'm just not going to do this stuff anymore. So I discovered Skype. I think it was Skype back in 2014. And I just moved all of my clients to that. And now I use Zoom, have been using Zoom since 2014, 2015. And like every day, 5 days a week, I've got about six or seven clients that I work with every day for about 55 minutes each time. They are all over the country. I've got a few people here who are local, but I'm known more around the country. I've got people on the West Coast, you know, down in Florida, mid-Atlantic states, Midwest, all that type stuff. So it's phenomenal because I'm in my office right now. And when I get that 5 minute break, I walk right over there and I walk up those steps and I grab something, maybe a cup of coffee, and then come back down and do it again and do it again. The best thing I've ever done, but we did it early with the company. So when COVID came around, I didn't know what was going to happen, just like anybody else. I guess it was March, April of 2020. I was thinking, you know, what's going to happen? But all of my clients already knew how to do this. And as a matter of fact, the last 3 years have been the best business career years I've ever had in my whole life. It's just completely filled up because of the virtual.
I'll tell you what I was thinking yesterday. I looked at my car and I thought of how long it would take me to get, say, to a client in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And then I looked at the mouse that I control the computer with. So, and yeah. I said, mouse, you are one heck of a lot faster than that car. You and I both welcome these opportunities. I was a guy who came into the technology age. I was kicking and screaming, and you had to drag me into it. I'd always delegated that, but suddenly I had, as an entrepreneur, I had nobody else to delegate it to. But I've embraced it. I loved it. I love it. I welcome what we do.
The interesting, if I could just, like right now, I'm not aware that you are not in the room with me because we're having a conversation. It's almost exactly like being in a restaurant, just looking across the table at somebody and you have the conversation. And I'd say the vast majority of the people that I work with, I've never met them in person. And sometimes I'm shocked when I meet them. Like one guy, true, back in October, I met him down in Florida in Tampa, and the guy's like 6'5". And I thought he was like 5'10". I had no idea, you know, and it's like, whoa, what's going on?
Yes.
It's neat. It's pretty cool.
We're very fortunate to live in a time when we can communicate with and, in your case, help so many clients without ever leaving our doorstep. Robert, mm-hmm. This has been fascinating, informative, and as always with you, inspirational. I know that there are people who will want to contact you, so please give us your contact information.
Okay. My contact information, the name of my company is Elite Coaching Solutions, Elite Coaching Solutions. So the website is www.elitecoaching.solutions. And that's how you get in. My email address is robert@elitecoaching.solutions. So there is no .com at the end of it. It's just .solutions. And more importantly, my assistant, who's been with me now for about 6 or 7 years, her email is rebecca@elitecoaching.solutions. And she owns my calendar. If you'd like to talk a little bit about coaching, get in touch with her and we could take 10 or 15 minutes and see if you might possibly be a good client, or we could just see if we have a good fit together.
Thank you so much. And I encourage our viewers and our listeners to contact Robert Mallon, because he not only builds businesses, he builds people as well. Mm-hmm. And since Robert has given his contact information, I'm happy to give mine. I invite you to go to YouTube, and in the search bar there, type my YouTube moniker, which is Bill Lampton, PhD. And there's a brief welcome video at the end of that. Hit the subscribe button. You have access not only to this interview, but to many instructional videos that I've been posting since 2004. Also, naturally, I invite you to my website as the Biz Communication Guy. Naturally, my website is Biz, B-I-Z, bizcommunicationguy.com. Certainly, I would welcome a phone call from you at no obligation, just to explore your challenges and your problems with communication and discuss how possibly I can assist you with them. Robert, would you bring this all together with a closing thought for us, please?
I'll just say this, Bill. You and I don't get to see each other too often, but I love what you do and I love being with you. And I'm just so excited to be on this call with you today. So thank you for inviting me to be on the show.
Thank you for being here. We'll do that again down the road, as we say here in the Georgia area. Thanks to those of you who joined us on the Biz Communication Show on video and on the podcast. We know that you did learn valuable tips and strategies from Robert Mallon, and certainly winning words and ways. Be with us again soon.